You're listening to the Texas Standard.
All right, let's shift gears and dig into two new University of Texas Texas Tribune polls released today on two highly partisan subjects, immigration and climate change. This is part of a series of polls of registered voters in Texas conducted in the last few weeks. Here to tease out some of the details for us, James Henson, director of the Texas Politics Project at UT. Welcome back to the Standard, James.
Good to be back.
So let's start with immigration. I'm guessing Democrats and Republicans divided on this issue.
A little different, David. You know, this is immigration. I think you and I have talked about this before. It's one of the most fixed, steady aspects of the polling we've done over the last 7 or 8 years. So, you know, we ask questions about different aspects of policy. We cut it up different ways. We get basically the same thing, which is Democrats highly tolerant of legal immigration in particular, to a lesser degree, illegal immigration, and Republicans much more concerned about the impact of both illegal and legal immigration, and find the issue very salient. So, you know, in our most important problem, battery, every poll, 50 to 60% of Republicans say the most important problem facing the state is either immigration or border security.
That is remarkable. That is remarkable. Now, so as you think about 2020 and how this could play, how do you see immigration as a factor? What do these numbers tell you?
You know, it tells me that the way in which Donald Trump used the immigration issue to activate attitudes that were already there among Republicans and had been there for a while are still available for him to activate again in 2020, should he so choose.
Here's another one of those hot button subjects that seems to divide Democrats and Republicans. New numbers on climate change. I guess a baseline here is, do you believe it's happening, right? And what do you find in these numbers?
Yeah, we started with exactly that very basic question, which can be deceptively complex to ask. So we just asked, do you think it's happening? Do you think climate change is happening? Not, do you believe science? Do you believe the reports? Do you believe, you know, just, is climate change happening? Overall, 66% of Texans said yes, 23% no, 12% said they didn't know, you know, jury was still out. But as you imply, there are tons of partisan difference in there. 88% of Democrats say yes. Republicans are very evenly divided, so different than immigration, mm-hmm. where they're almost mirror images.
Right.
Republicans are divided. 44 say yes, 42 say no, 14% say they don't know.
Now,
so
see,
that's a different kind of situation.
This seems to reaffirm something that is happening apparently nationwide. There are a lot more conservatives who are willing to acknowledge what they're seeing, how they're processing events in the news regarding, say, climate, and attributing it to the effects of climate change, it would sound like. But then there are the questions about policy. And is there a difference there?
Yeah, there's definitely a difference there. So another question in this battery we asked said, you know, what should the government do? Is the government doing, you know, should the government do a great deal or a lot, a moderate amount, or little or nothing about climate change? And, you know, in this, you see that division again. Democrats, 54% say government should be doing a great deal about this. Mm-hmm. Only 11% of Republicans say that. So the division among Republicans is actually more lopsided. And this should not be surprising given what we know about the general ideological kind of frame for Republicans, is they may very well think that climate change is happening. They might even be somewhat worried about it, mm-hmm. but they're reticent to think that government is the route for action.
James Henson is head of the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin. We'll have links to more of this research over at texasstandard.org. Jim, good to see you again. Thank you so much for stopping in.
My pleasure.